Good morning with us as he is each Monday is Ken Lovett. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, writes the Monday column. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Hasty Dem fix is the headline blazing over your column this morning, and the subhead, new speaker's old group cleans up filings mess, and they're assuring us that Hasty really had nothing to do with this.
Yeah, he was in charge since 2008, and apparently there was a lot of mistakes, most of it technical. In some cases, filings that were due were never given to the Board of Elections, and others, you know, different things weren't reported. And after he became Speaker in early February, they started submitting all these different amendments that you would not know unless you did a side-by-side comparison of them.
And of course, we're talking about the Bronx Democratic Committee, and, you know, in the article itself, you state that you had to make a Freedom of Information Law request just to get some of these records.
Yeah, the way it goes is that they have the latest version up online. So if you don't know it was changed, even if you do know it was changed, unless you have both copies, you can't see what was happening. So I put in a Freedom of Information request dating back 6 months asking for the original filings and any amended filings within 6 months, and that's what we got. Apparently the Board of Elections saw a lot of mistakes and red flags, so they asked for all these new submissions.
Some of the examples include $5,000 returned to a corporation that donated above the legal limit. Another amendment makes it clear that a $1,600 a committee sent to St. Barnabas Hospital in the Bronx was actually refunded contribution. So no smoking guns here, really.
No, just some red flags. But nothing that we could see at this point that is a major thing. But just interesting that once he became Speaker, all these changes and corrections started being made. It should be pointed out that the Democratic Party, their treasurer, Assemblyman Michael Benedetto, the Bronx Democratic Party, did say and did argue that, hey, we were doing this before he became Speaker, before we knew he would become Speaker, that the Board of Elections sent a letter in late January asking for the changes. And, you know, we're not perfect. So we made the changes.
Well, people aren't perfect, and sometimes they smoke cigarettes, and the state wants their colleagues to snitch on them if they do it at the Capitol complex.
Yeah, that was a really striking thing to me. You know, it's one thing, you know, walking in one day, they all of a sudden these big signs, you know, warning people, you know, non-smoking, you're not allowed to smoke in the garages. It's a $1,000 fine if you're caught. But then they give a phone number for people to call in to confidentially report people they see smoking.
We've been talking with Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. You can go to nydailynews.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Ken, thanks as always.
Anytime. Be well.